Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
So the Hornets back in the huddle, trying to get something going. Clock rolling, a minute 29 remaining here in the third quarter. Prairie leading 36-22 in Southwest Conference action here on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Football Friday night coming up following the play-by-play account of this one this evening. Shep will operate out of the shotgun, second and 12 from the 33 of Richland Center. Shep back to throw, dances from the pocket, and he's going to be spun around and dropped at the 30-yard line. Pocket broke down and Shep brought down. That was 52, Stephen Duha, who got him. And that'll make it third down and 14 yards to go. Clock rolling with 57 seconds to go in the quarter. Shep comes to the near side and gets the play from offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, Dave Darling. Andy Troxell, the head overall. Chris Clerkin, the defensive coordinator. Good staff for this Richland Center team. Third down play. Third and long for the Hornets from the 31-yard line. Third and 14. Shep takes the snap, backs up to the 25. Dances to the right. Looking back, now rolling to the near side. Shep going to try to run it himself. Gets by one would-be tackler. Coming to the near side and then bumped out of bounds by Prairie. Big hit by Mason Hurd, knocking Shep out of bounds. He got a lot of the yardage back, but not enough for a first down, it does not appear. He got 12 of the 14 yards out of bounds with a second remaining in the third quarter, and now it is fourth down. Shep out to the huddle. Hornets will get a play, it would seem, before the end of the third quarter. And Richland Center up to the football. Ball in their own 42. Richland Center going for it. Fourth at about 2 yards, along 2 yards to go. Shep will operate under center, awaiting the snap. There it is. Hand off Brady Dosh. Cuts right side. Keeping the legs going. Keeping the pile going. And I don't think he got there. Brady Dosh kept them pumping. Got to around the 44-yard line. Needed to get to the 45. And the Hornets will turn it over on downs on the final play of the third quarter. 36-22, Prairie ball when we return with the fourth quarter on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
That's the start of the fourth quarter. 12 minutes on the clock. Prairie du Chien will take over with the football after Richland Center turned it over on downs. Hornets had the ball only a minute 54 in that third quarter. Prairie du Chien with the football, taking it over on downs at the Richland Center 43-yard line. There's the snap, handoff, running play. Darian Jackson cutting up right tackle, pushes his way to the 35. Brought down by Brady Dosh and company, and looks like Brenton Baker as well on the backside of that play. So they'll mark it a little bit shy of what I thought, 39-yard line, gain of about 4 yards for Prairie du Chien. The fourth quarter is off and running. Great festivities here at Richland Center High School tonight with Parents Night and Senior Night for the band. The band performing, and a lot of stuff going on. Second down, Prairie du Chien for the Richland Center 39. Hand off to the fullback, Cheesebro. He's going to hit a wall and be driven back by the Hornets. Cheesebro, no gain on that play. Brady Dosh right up through the gut again to help make the stop along with Jake Sloan. And Ethan Bindle came up underneath. So coming in with the play is Prairie from the far side. Third down. Ball resting again on the 39-yard line of Richland Center. Blackhawks up to the football. Caden Sutter under center. Line is set. Third down for the Blackhawks. Back to throw. Sutter from the near side. Directing traffic now. Steps up. He's got a man. Comes in over the middle. And incomplete. Intended for Ashton Lant. Just a little bit too far. He almost got it, though, down around the 5-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down. 10:28 remaining in the football game, and Prairie du Chien presumably will punt it away, leading by 14 this game. So they will talk briefly about it. Looks like they're going to drop someone back to do the punting. Hornets will send a man back deep to receive. Back around the 10-yard line. Long snap count. There's the snap. And putting a toe into it is Simmons. Good one. Back around the goal line. Caught by the Hornet return man. And now moves to the 10-yard line. Ball pops out. Caught by a Prairie du Chien running back. He's going to run it back to around the 8-yard line. Prairie got a break as that one popped out. Went right into the hands of a man who's used to holding the football. I think that was Cheesebro, wasn't it? And an advantageous fumble came right back to Prairie du Chien. Hornets with another costly turnover. And Prairie du Chien gets it back, this time at the Richland Center 10-yard line. Wow. Prairie leading 36-22 late in the ball game. There was a penalty against the Hornets, and of course that is declined. First and goal for Prairie du Chien inside the 10-yard line. Sutter running the play from the far side, and the Blackhawks are in committee and will head to the football. Prairie's trying to score and add to the run of points on a 29-point roll here tonight. Handoff going to number one, Darian Jackson. He's through the left side, down around the goal line for a touchdown. 10-yard touchdown for Darian Jackson. He scores again. Let's see, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 rushing touchdowns tonight for Prairie du Chien. They're up by 20. 42-22. That comes with 10-10 remaining here. But the Hornet fumble on the punt puts it right back in Prairie's hands, and they strike while the iron is hot. Garrett DeHart to the extra point kicker, awaiting a hold from Caden Sutter. There's the snap. Placement kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Prairie du Chien leads it 43-22. High school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Other scores, Platteville 42, Broadhead Judah 14. Platteville staying in first place. And last word, Dodgeville was leading River Valley 20-13, and the rain was coming down in River Valley country. That's the last update we have. Baraboo, Sparta. Sparta 44-14 over Baraboo. Here's the kickoff. Richland Center on the return. Baker takes it left and now brings it back right. And he spun out of bounds right around the 25-yard line. So that's where Richland Center will take over for its next possession of this third half, or this second half. We're down to the fourth quarter. 10:03 remaining. Feels like a third half. Richland Center will be having the football. It's been a great game, very exciting half, but so many points, it almost seems like it has kind of lengthened the game a little bit here. We've not been in a real track meet, and unfortunately for the Hornets, it's been a one-sided track meet since about midway through the second quarter. Hornets will break committee. Ball is on their own 24-yard line. RC in the fourth quarter trying to make something happen. Jaden Shep is under center for RC, waiting the snap from Harris. And there is a running play on the quarterback option. Going to the left side, going to keep it himself. Jaden puts the shoulder down, gets out to around the 26-yard line. So he went a long ways, gets a little bit, it would appear. Second down, Weston Marks with a tackle for Prairie du Chien. Hornets in the huddle, trying to get something going. Playoffs begin next Friday night. Again, we'll kind of know the where and what for is coming up in the next 12 hours or so. They'll seed it all officially tomorrow, but we kind of know where the regions are, geographic regions are for the playoffs. Hornets open to get in the playoffs either way. Kaizen Schwitzenberg wide to the near side for Richland Center. There's the snap. And Shep fakes a handoff, runs it himself on the quarterback bootleg, follows the block from Schwitzenberg. He's down the sideline, and Shep bumps his way. There's a flag at the end of the play, and a flag back in the middle of the field as well. So we'll have to sort this out. Jaden Shep all the way into Prairie territory around the 46-yard line. Go wait and see what it is all about. There is an injured Prairie player. Coach Clerken helping one of the players, and then the medical staff with some hospital breeze out looking at one of the Prairie du Chien players. So the officials will talk about it. Could be offsetting penalties, just kind of judging by where the flags flew. 9:03 remaining in the football game. Prairie leading 43-22 here at Avida Thrift Field on the last night of the regular season. The injured Prairie player is up and walking back to the huddle. That's Ashton Lant. He's had a good game tonight. Will go out for a play at least, running off the field under his own power. And the officials continue in committee here tonight. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale 36-6. That is in the fourth quarter. Again, Platteville keeping pace. They're in first place in the Southwest Conference with a victory tonight. Last word we had on the Brewers and Dodgers. Dodgers were leading 3-0. That's a lot of runs for the Milwaukee team to catch up on these days. It's been a piece of cake in the summertime, it seems like. Things do get a little tighter with the pitching when you get into the postseason. All right, after much deliberation, here's the call from the official. Personal foul. It is on Prairie du Chien. And then personal foul on Richland Center. They're offset, and they'll replay it. Yep, that's what I thought. I don't know the exact penalty on Richland Center, but the penalty on Prairie was for a hit out of bounds. It looked like they called it after Shep had kind of given up and been heading out of bounds. He got the shoulder. That was the penalty there. The other one was back in the middle of the field. So Richland Center and Prairie will back up. The ball is back at around the 26-yard line. Richland Center zone. Second down for the Hornets as they replay it. Second down and 8. Fenimore and Mineral Point in a wild one tonight. They are tied with 2:02 remaining in the fourth. Tied at 36. Second down for the Hornets. Sending Baker out wide to the near side. Shep will be in under center. Devin Harris, the center. I formation for Richland Center. There is the snap. Pitch. Dosh catches it, runs off right guard. Plows out to around the 29. So a slight gain of about 3 yards. Third down play. Tackle made by Prairie's Weston Marks and Jack Simmons. 8:40 remaining in the football game. Richland Center football. Third down play as the Hornets make their way. Two men wide to the near side. One man left side. Good to see Liam Fingerson back in the offensive lineup tonight. He's out left. Shep is under center. There's the snap from Harris, and Shep pitches on the option. Brady Dosh trying to break the corner. Nowhere to go. Gobbled up by the Blackhawks and pushed back. Brady Dosh does not get the first down, does not get out of bounds, and the clock will keep running. In fact, lost a little bit on that one. That'll bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball back at their own 26-yard line. Darlington has defeated Belleville 42-21. Darlington's got a good ball club this year. Back Prairie Duchene played them. Prairie fans stomping their feet here, getting the defense fired up. There's the snap. Hornets going for it. Fourth down. Shep will air it over the middle. He's got a man, and it is Liam Fingerson, and knocked away by Prairie at the last moment at the 40-yard line. Fingerson and Baker were kind of coming in on that ball. It was intended for Fingerson and broken up nicely by Prairie Duchene number 44, Zach Ross. And Prairie takes over on down. So the Hornets, well, in that situation, you got to give it a try anyway. And the Hornets swing and miss. So Prairie gets it back with 7:24 remaining. This is their third possession of the second half. Prairie leading 43-22. They'll take over on the Richland Center 25-yard line. Next week, I'm not sure where we'll be. Sometimes even the night of, I don't know where we're going to be. But we'll see how it all seeds out tomorrow. Prairie takes over. Again, at the Richland Center 25-yard line. There is the snap, pitch, and a running play. Hurd trying to break the corner. He's got a few friends blocking for him, and he puts the shoulder down. And they'll roll out of bounds here on the near side, right around the 16-yard line. Hurd, the ball carrier, out of bounds off of the tackle of Bronson Perkins. And Duncan Harper, second down for Prairie. They'll get all of 7 yards on that one. Taken inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Clock starts again. Second down and 3 yards to go. Richland Center Hornets trailing Prairie 43-22 in this one. Ball on the near hash mark. Prairie lining up. There's the snap from center, handoff for a running play, and that is Jackson. And the Hornets stretch it out really well and bring him down behind the line of scrimmage. Well played. Brenton Baker and Brady Dosh and Duncan Harper. Third down for Prairie Duchene. There was a flag. Did not see that. It's against Prairie Duchene on the holding penalty. So that nullifies the close game there. They'll back it up for another crack at it. So back, it should be third and 11, I believe. They're checking the marker as the ball is placed. Yeah, going to turn it back. They had it fourth down. Prairie in committee. The quarterback, Caden Sutter, comes out from the far side. Wazika Steuben with a 66-6 over Boscobel tonight on the Philney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Prairie Duchene with 11 yards to go for a first down from the 27 of Richland Center. Back to throw, the quarterback stops, and now he plants and throws toward the goal line. It's up in the air, and Prairie caught it for a touchdown. Touchdown over Good coverage by Sean Kolsch. The quarterback threw it well enough for the catch to be made, and Prairie adds on to its score. That was Ashton Lant on the catch. Just really well thrown by Caden Sutter as he got it over the defender. 27-yard TD pass. And Sutter having a big night tonight for Prairie du Chien. Extra point try coming up. The kicker is Garrett DeHart. There's the snap. Placement is made. DeHart's kick is on the way. And the kick is good. 49-22. Prairie du Chien has now scored 42 unanswered points. Now make that 50. That kick makes it 50-22. So, yeah, they've had a big run here. The last time the Hornets led, it was 22-7, and Prairie has now scored 43 unanswered points. We'll be back with more. 6:22 remaining in the fourth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to the Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, the Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Prairie du Chien will kick it off. Jack Simmons will do the honors. Hornets back deep, and this one is going to bounce short. The Hornets will take it around the 30-yard line, and then a quick return up to the 35, to the 40, to the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Briley Brewer of Prairie du Chien. The return man was Bronson Perkins. So the Hornets will take over at their own 45-yard line. Ripon defeating Adams Friendship tonight. 35-0 the score. It looks like a wild one, not finished yet. As, again, it was 36-36, Fenimore and Mineral Point late in the game. And it looks like a 14-14 tie heading into overtime for Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg and Southwestern East Dubuque tonight. Hornets with the ball. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Jaden Shep will operate out of the shotgun. There is the snap. He's going to pitch it in the backfield. Brady Dosh tries to make the corner, and he is hit and dropped right around the 49-yard line. Brought down by Jack Simmons. Dosh has been a workhorse not only tonight but all season long. Both sides of the football. Gains a little bit. Takes a hard shot out of bounds. Second down and 7 yards to go for the Hornets. Out of bounds play clocks the clock at 6:09 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We'll be going to football Friday night after the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Folks had the umbrellas out for a little bit. We understand it was raining harder in some other area locales tonight where football was going on. Second down play. There is Shep back to throw. Looks to the near side. They're coming and breaking down the pocket now. Here is a pitch on the left side. There's a throw, and it's going to be incomplete on the far side. And that is going to be incomplete, intended for Duncan Harper. And one of the Hornets hit the Prairie du Chien blocker, Cheeseboro, and he is down. Prairie fans wanted a call on that one. He knocked him down. I think they were thinking that he used his helmet, and injury timeout here on the near sideline. Richland Center and Prairie du Chien with 5:59 remaining here in the game. It is a Prairie lead 50-22 over the Richland Center Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
The injured Prairie Duchesne player able to walk off the field now, leaving under his own power. Deacon Cheeseborough, he's had a big game here tonight. And again, hit on a block by one of the Richland Center Hornets as he was cutting back to the far side, and he was kind of hit and kind of looked like possibly helmets. I'm not sure what. There was no penalty on it, though, and the Hornets take over with the ball on a third down. The ball just shy of the 50-yard line. There is a running play. No, he's going to throw it, and it's going to be complete. On the far side, caught by Liam Fingerson. First down, Richland Center. Jaden Shep sold it well. Looked like he was going to bootleg it, running around to the left side, stops, and throws it, and it is going to be complete for a Richland Center first down. So that will take it to the 31-yard line of Prairie Duchesne. 50-22, Prairie in the lead. Yeah, some exciting games going on. Dodgeville leading River Valley 22-20 with 1 minute left in the game. My goodness. Dodgeville looking to get a big upset win tonight on the last night of the regular season. Awaiting a snap from center. Here is Shep going to bootleg it to the right side. This time does keep it on a running play, and he's caught from behind and brought down to the 31-yard line. Tackled by number 61, Weston Marks, and there is a flag on the play. It's a holding penalty against Richland Center. Stops the clock with 5:22 to play. Final score tonight, Mineral Point over Fenimore, 39-6. How about that? So a holding penalty takes it to the 40-yard line for the Richland Center Hornets. 40-yard line of Prairie Duchesne, that is, after the holding call is made. And the whistle starts the clock in motion again with 5:15 remaining here in the football game. Looking things over is Shep. He's going to operate out of the shotgun. First and 10 Hornets. Prairie jumps. Somebody got back, it looks like. But it may be against Richland Center, and it is not. It's against Prairie. He did not get back, so it goes the other way. And it'll move it back to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 15 to go for Richland Center. First and 15. Ball at the 35 of Prairie Duchesne. Clock running, 4:45 to go. Awaiting a snap from center. There it is. Back to throw is Shep. Dances out of the pocket, and they've got him on the far side, and he lost the ball, and now the Hornets fall on it. Right around the 44-yard line. A big loss of about 10 yards for the Hornets. So move that chain back again on the fumble. It'll be around the 42-yard line. So the Hornets going in the wrong direction here. Second down and 21 yards to go. Winding down this one tonight. Yeah, people will see the final score and will not realize Richland Center was up 22-7 at one point in this game. 50-22 with 4 minutes to go. Second down play for Shep and the offense. Snap from Harris. Shep moves back to midfield, throws a screen to the left side. It's caught by Dosh. Bounces off one, bounces off two. He is close to the 30 and to the 29-yard line on the catch and run. That was Brenton Baker. Nice play Brenton Baker makes the grab on the screen pass. I like that call. If it is executed well, and it appears it was not. There is a flag on the play. A lot of the flags coming from that far side, blocking my view. Probably could have cleaned my glasses before the game, too. That might have helped. That marks the ball back to the 45-yard line of Prairie du Chien. Richland Center with a second down play at about 30 yards to go. Hornets in the huddle. And now we'll head to the football. Clock starting again, 3:25 remaining in the game. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. Full house backfield awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Shep will go back to pass. Following some blocking, pocket breaks down again. He rolls to the left side. Shep, following a block, runs to the near side and outruns a man, breaks a tackle, 50, down to the 40. He is moving inside the 30. Shep still going willy-nilly all the way to the 32-yard line, down inside the 25 to the 22. That was like a zigzag sewing machine and came close to getting a first down on a broken play on the quarterback keeper. Shep, close, brought down by Darian Jackson. I'd like to know how many steps he got in on that run. And it wasn't straight downfield. Third down and short for the Hornets. Third and about 1 yard to go. 2:25 remaining in the football game. Hornets in Prairie territory. Trying to get something positive toward the end. And here is a timeout by Prairie du Chien. They lead it 50-22 with 2:16 remaining on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. We're wrapping up here the football game, and we'll be going to Football Friday night in due time, joining the statewide network, and we'll see about all those games going on during the final night of the regular season. Third down for the Hornets. Ball is resting on the 21-yard line. There's the handoff. Brady Dosh, first down around the end. He's going with a push from the backs, moving down to around the 9-yard line. Good job by the blocking back, Bronson Perkins, who moves the guy out of the way to get Richland Center's Brady Dosh another first down. So the Hornets have the ball, and they are indeed in the red zone. Your Wirtz Plumbing and Heating red zone alert, because when it's crunch time, you need a reliable team. 2:02 remaining in the football game. Jaden Shep getting the play from the near side and now ushering it into the huddle, and the Hornets huddling it up here. Again, inside the 10-yard line, it's first and goal for Richland Center. Trying to score late. It'll be their first score in a long time since midway through the second quarter. There's a snap, and Shep runs on the option. The quarterback pitches left side. Catching it is Dosh, down around the 5, down around the goal line. He is in for a score. Brady Dosh scores again on the option pitch from Jaden Shep. 9-yard TD and a run again for Dosh, who's had lots of highlights here at Richland Center High School's Vitus Rip Field, and perhaps his final touchdown at home for Richland Center. So the Hornets will talk about their options here. 1:32 remaining in the football game. It is 50-28 now. And the Hornets will huddle up. Extra point try coming up. Looks like Dodgeville has held on to defeat River Valley. Boy, that is a surprise tonight, 22-20. Dodgeville has played everyone tough this year, no doubt about it. They play this Prairie du Chien team tough, but unable to get over the top in a lot of games, but they do tonight, dropping River Valley from the conference championship spot. Platteville winning tonight, Prairie winning. Looks like it could be a two-way tie. There's the pitch. Dosh going in for two, and he's got it. So that'll make it a 50-30 ball game with 1:32 left in the fourth. Dosh with a two-point run, and it is a 20-point lead for Prairie, 50-30 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Thanks to all of our sponsors of high school football and Football Friday Night coming up. We'll join the gang, Chuck and Dan. I think Chuck might have went to the Brewer game out in L.A., so it may be just Dan tonight on the statewide network. And then followed by the fabulous post-game show. Maybe take a nap and get ready for that one tonight as well. Yeah, it's a little later. Tim will have all the scores, including a complete wrap of this one. It's going to take a while to wrap up this one because there's been a lot of scoring. A minute 32, Fingerson with the onside kick, bounces off Prairie. They bobble it. It's loose on the field, and it looks like Prairie may have recovered it finally at the 39-yard line. A good effort by the Hornets. They came pretty close to getting that back. Falling on it was Keaton Achenbach for Prairie du Chien. So Prairie takes over with its fourth possession of the half. They'll have it at the 39-yard line, their own, and this one will wind it down. 50-30, Prairie in the lead of this one. Just joining us, Prairie led at halftime, 28-22, and extended that lead, keeping the ball for most of the third quarter. And they took it down to a minute 54 before they scored. Hornets' time of possession exactly a minute 54 in the third. They turned it over on the final play of the third. Prairie in victory formation. They will take a knee at the 41-yard line. Richland Center will take a timeout. Hornets will take a timeout. 50-30 with a minute 25 remaining. Prairie du Chien in the lead. Hornets will bring the defense to the near side. We'll step away as well with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Darian Jackson runs the ball across the 40 to the 41, and the Hornets will use a timeout. A minute 19 remaining, 50-30 in favor of Prairie du Chien. overtime. Let's see. Southwestern East Dubuque leading 22-21 in their game. Again, that one going an extra frame tonight. So Southwestern East Dubuque leading Benton Scales Mound Scholesburg in that contest. Again, Dodgeville defeating River Valley 22-20. We heard that New Glarus was in a close one tonight as well. See if I can get a hold of that one here. Looks like, Lancaster, New Glarus. I think it's a one-point game late in the game. Prairie ready to start this play, and I believe that now they're going to use a timeout. Prairie du Chien taking a timeout, third down and about 9 yards to go. We'll be back with a recap of all of the scoring here tonight at Avitus Rip Field on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game will be held as well. So Richland Center was asking, Prairie had taken a timeout. All the coaches were still on the field, and Prairie is ready to snap the football again. Hornets given their time to chat with the coaches if need be. So that's what they're doing right now. Fans starting to file out now. Parents' night at Richland Center High School. It's been a beautiful night. Again, I don't know if I remember a season where you went all 9 games where it was comfortable. I think one night it was cold. Was that Richland County Fair weekend maybe? It seems like we had one night where it was unseasonably cool. But, I mean, I shouldn't say cold, but it was cool. The other times, standing here with the windows open and no coat on the 9th week of the season, it doesn't get any better than that. We're on borrowed time. Third down from the 41-yard line. Prairie du Chien out of the shotgun. They're throwing here, and they're going to air one out. The quarterback hit as he throws, and it's caught by Prairie inside the 25, out of bounds around the 24 for Ashton Lant. Prairie with a 20-point lead, throwing with a minute 12 left, and Lant makes the completion. Hornets taking a couple of timeouts, and then Prairie took one and decided to heave one downfield. It's at the 25 of Richland Center, and now Prairie, they had gone into the victory mode a little bit ago, and the Hornets called a timeout. Now looks like Prairie might be in victory mode again, and Caden Sutter, the quarterback, under center, awaiting the snap, and now takes a knee with 1:10 remaining in the football game. They'll have to run another play, I would assume. 50-30. Prairie du Chien in the lead, down to a minute remaining in the contest here tonight. Yeah, final scores, some wild and wacky ones here on the final night of the regular season, so it'll be interesting to get to Football Friday night and hear about some of those as well. Prairie going back to snap the football for what I would assume is going to be a final time. First down and 10 yards to go for the 26, and there's the snap from center, and the quarterback takes a knee, and a few handshakes along the way as Prairie du Chien will celebrate a victory here tonight on the final night of the regular season, 50-30 over Richland Center. Big contingent from Prairie tonight celebrating the victory. And the final score, 50-30. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust. We are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Prairie du Chien with a strong finish to the campaign this year, as they get the job done here tonight against the host Richland Center Hornets in a game that, it really had a little bit of everything, especially in that first half. A lot of quick scoring, and along the way, Richland Center had taken a lead by 15 points before Prairie du Chien made a mad dash comeback. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, going with the Prairie du Chien offense. They took the second half kickoff and kept the ball before scoring down to a minute 54 left in the contest, in the third quarter, I should say. So the Hornets' time of possession in the third was only a minute 54, and that was a turning point in the game. Prairie du Chien kept the ball, ate the time, and then scored to go ahead 34-22. That's the Dunkin' Rewards turning point of the game tonight. Join Dunkin' Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. More coming up from Richland Center High School in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
Welcome back to Elvitus Rip Field. Here's how the scoring went tonight. Richland Center took a 7-0 lead on a Brady Dodge completion from Jaden Shep. 60-yard touchdown. Liam Fingerson's extra point made it 7-0. Prairie answered in its first possession. An 80-yard drive, well, was capped by a big play. Darian Jackson, 65-yard run. Garrett DeHart's kick made it 7-7. Richland Center jumped ahead then, scoring on its second straight possession on a 65-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep. Liam Fingerson part of the uprights to make it 14-7. The Hornets driving, they were all the way to the Prairie du Chien 17-yard line, scored a touchdown, but it was called back and because of a penalty, and then the Hornets eventually missed a 38-yard field goal, so they failed to put on any points there. And but they would score again with 5:55 remaining in the second. Brady Dosh with a 31-yard touchdown. Shep with a two-point run on the fake extra point to make it 22-7. Prairie then would go on a run. They would score on their next possession as Caden Sutter passed to Ashton Lant, a pass play that covered 69 yards. Garrett DeHart's kick made it 22-14 with 5:40 left in the half. Darian Jackson with a one-yard run would cap off the next touchdown on a short field as the Hornets fumbled the kickoff return, and Prairie capitalized. Two-point run by Mason Hurd tied the score at 22. Also, Darian Jackson with a 6-yard touchdown run just before halftime. The extra point was blocked, 28-22 at the half. Prairie would add on to it again, keeping the ball for almost all the third quarter. It was Darian Jackson scoring on a 4-yard run, and then Caden Sutter with a 2-point pass to Deacon Shearsboro, making it 36-22. Hornets would fumble a punt, and that would give Prairie the ball right back, and Prairie, of course, taking advantage. 10-yard run by Darian Jackson. The Garrett DeHart kick made it 43-22 with 10-10 to play. Prairie would score again with 6:22 remaining. That would be a Sutter to Ashton Lant 27-yard pass. DeHart's kick made it 50-22. And the final score came on a 9-yard Brady Dosh touchdown run. Dosh with the 2-point run to make it 50-30. the final score here tonight. Hi, Kevin. Congratulations on the win. Coach Campbell coming through the booth here for us. We used to know him at Riverdale many years ago, head coach at Prairie du Chien. His team gets the win 50-30. They improved to 5-1, and they are now 6-3 for the overall campaign. On the Richland Center side, they fall to 4-5, and they are 3-4, awaiting their playoff fate. I would guess they're on the bubble. I wouldn't count it out, though. I would think that they might have a shot at getting in. We'll find out a little bit more about that late tonight. And then, of course, the reveal show coming tomorrow on the statewide network from Channel 27. Once again, we'll check the Filney flip phone scoreboard. Iowa Grand over Riverdale, 36-20, the final. This was a wild one. New Glarus stays in first place with a 21-18 win over Lancaster. Pass incomplete in the end zone as time expired for the Arrows. Also tonight, it was a win for a big comeback win for a couple of teams in the area tonight. As mentioned, New Glarus gets the win. Well, that's what I had anyway. I've got a different score for New Glarus Lancaster, but nonetheless, looks like New Glarus gets the win. Dodgeville 22-20 over River Valley tonight. That was a big one as well, as Dodgeville knocked River Valley out of first place in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Wazika Steuben 66-6 over Boscobel among the scores. It was Platteville 42, Broadhead Judah 14. And another final tonight, Ithaca gets the win in New Lisbon. That one was over about our halftime here in Richland Center as the Bulldogs won 35-6 over New Lisbon. That final score tonight in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. We'll have more coming up on Football Friday Night. We need to make way for that. That's it for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Once again, here in Richland Center, Prairie du Chien 50, Richland Center 30 on the final night of the regular season. You've been listening to High School Football. Phil Nee saying have a great night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort. Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. Your place on the river.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Pearson filling in for Chuck Freeman, who is not a fan of Brick House and the Commodores when Spencer plays that ball.
Well, that's why we just sent him away, and you're not. I don't think they paid for his flight back from L.A. just because of that kind of attitude there. But I was going to actually salute Spencer because this would have been the only high school football show where they played music from the time when the high school kids were alive. And then he played Brick House, which I like, but still.
We bounce around all over the board. You know, when Pipe Bomb hosts the show, we even kind of have theme shows. We did a show themed around the Cars last year, which was interesting. So we go all over the board. And speaking of going all over the board, let's head to Jordan King. Move away from music, move back to football. Jordan King is a flyweight focus, and he had the defending Division VI state champion Lomira Lions tonight as they took on Mayville, and it sounds like Mayville was able to clinch the flyweight conference tonight. Is that not correct, Mr. Jordan King?
Yeah, Dan, that's right. 27-14, the final. Mayville had an opportunity to do what is really tough in the tough flyweight conference, which is win it outright. They went 9-0 this season, 7-0 in the flyway, and they played like it in the first half. They led 27-7 at halftime, just a dominating first half, especially on the ground. Well, exclusively on the ground. It's another game that they did not attempt a single pass. Landon Baker had 184 yards rushing in the first half. He had runs of 87 and 77. He scored four times in the first half as well. Finishes the ball game with 248 yards rushing. Quarterback Emerson Middlestat added 72 on the ground. Give Lomira some credit. I mean, this looked like it was headed towards kind of running clock territory, as we've seen Mayville blow out a lot of really good teams. Lomira found a way to claw their way back into it. They had a shot in the second half, down by 13. They got stopped at the one-yard line on a fourth down as well. So got to give Mayville a lot of credit. They found a way to get it done. 27-14, the final. They're Flyway Conference champs.
Jordan King of Flyway Focus does a great job covering the Flyway Conference, both for that website and for us here on Football Friday Night. John, it sounds like Lomira is going to have to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs after winning a state championship last year. Sometimes there's some natural fall off. It sounds like that happened a little bit this year with the Lions.
Yeah, you're trying to replace an awful lot of good players there, and guys that probably did not get the chance to contribute on a regular basis, except for in the times when they're up big. Now the responsibility fell on them, and as the year went on, they had to learn how to do it, and they weren't able to do it tonight. But now it's a whole new experience once they get to the playoffs, and maybe being able to go on the road, that'll pull them together a little more.
Let's head to the state capital area. Let's actually talk with Marcus Karstens. He's of 103.5 The Sun, Sun Prairie Community Radio. Nice service for the fine folks in Sun Prairie. Tonight, he had the chance to see Oregon take on Sun Prairie West. Long season for Sun Prairie West. They were trying to salvage something tonight, but it sounds like the Panthers got the best of them. Correct, Marcus?
Yes, that is correct. Oregon got the better of Sun Prairie West. It was a low scoring, sloppy game. The first half, Sun Prairie West had a couple turnovers, and Oregon was able to capitalize on one of those turnovers and get a score out of it. And then the second half, again, it was just kind of back and forth. Not a lot of scoring in this game. This was a 14-12 final. And at the very end, Sun Prairie West had a chance to win the game, got down to about the Oregon 7-yard line, and came up short, fumbled the ball, and it was just kind of the story of the game. Fumbles, turnovers, not executing on special teams as well, because there was an onside kick in the first half that was recovered by Oregon. That was just kind of the story of the game. It's just turnovers for Sun Prairie West led Oregon to a victory tonight.
Appreciate you, Marcus, for giving us that update. Sounds like Sun Prairie West season is going to be done. Oregon also is going to be on the fringe of the playoffs. If Marcus gets another game for us, it'll probably be with Sun Prairie East, although they are looking likely to go on the road. They did get a win tonight against DeForest, 17-7. Reaching the top of the hour. Again, no Chuck Freeman tonight. He's out in Los Angeles. This is Football Friday Night with Dan Pfeiffer and John Pearson, coming back for our second hour right after this.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time. Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it, and it's going to be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Big Boy Sky didn't get the message this evening. It's Dan Pfeiffer and John Pearson. Chuck Freeman out watching the Brewers in Los Angeles right now. Appreciate John for filling in this evening. Yeah. Spencer Williams is the guy running the board, answering the phones, doing a great job as well. And we've even got Ryan Ellerbush helping us with the scoreboard this evening. John, I want to go back to that Nina result. That's the shocking result of the night, if not the shocking result of the season. Nina suffers an injury at the quarterback position. Hortonville, a one-win team, knocks off the 7-1.